From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Obama administration is making a new push to revive peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with her counterparts from Jordan and Egypt, and the administration's Middle East envoy is heading back to the region soon. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the latest.
Secretary Clinton says for the Obama administration, 2010 is a year of renewed commitment and increased effort to relaunch talks between the Israelis and Palestinians.
There is a hunger for a resolution of this matter, a two-state solution that would rebuke the terrorists and the naysayers, that would give the Palestinians a legitimate state for their own aspirations and would give the Israelis the security they deserve to have.
The Obama administration's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, is preparing for another trip to the region, and he's expected to bring fresh ideas on how long negotiations should last if they resume and what issues they should include. He told the Charlie Rose Show on PBS this week that talks should take no longer than 2 years and could be finished sooner than that. At the State Department today, Jordan's foreign minister, Nasser Judeh, said from the Arab world's perspective, there have to be clear deadlines and benchmarks if this peace process is to actually yield results.
Some deadlines have to be put on the table, and these deadlines help to serve the parties rather than present obstacles in the path towards peace. They help the parties put things in the right time frame and the right perspective. We've said it in the past, we've had too much process and not enough peace. What we don't need in the region right now is another open-ended process that leaves issues unresolved and that leaves loose ends without being tied.
The Obama administration hit a rut last year after failing to persuade Israel to halt construction in Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Palestinians said they wouldn't return to talks without that. Israel ended up agreeing to a partial and temporary moratorium on construction, but that doesn't include East Jerusalem, part of the city that Palestinians hope will one day be their capital. Jordan's foreign minister warned that Jerusalem could be a dangerous flashpoint. Secretary Clinton agreed, but made clear as she stood next to her Jordanian counterpart today that she'd like to see Israelis and Palestinians start their negotiations on the issue of borders.
Resolving borders resolves settlements. Resolving Jerusalem resolves settlements. So I think we need to lift our sights, and instead of being looking down at the trees, we need to look at the forest. You know, where are we headed together?
She said the Obama administration wants to meet the Palestinian goal of having a viable state based on the borders that existed before the 1967 war with agreed land swaps and meet the Israeli goal of security within its boundaries. Clinton says there is a sense of urgency to all of this, which she heard in both her meetings with Arab officials today, including from Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait.
We are coming to try to regenerate enough energy and to create enough momentum for a peace effort. And it is crucial that we would win and we would succeed and we would bring the parties on the proper basis.
The Obama administration's envoy, George Mitchell, is expected to bring the Israelis and Palestinians letters of guarantees that would outline the U.S. position going into any new round of talks. First, though, he's traveling to Europe to consult U.S. allies there and to build up international support for the peace process he hopes to be able to revive soon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.